Why wear Snell certified helmets? A helmet buyer can quickly judge a helmet for style and price. Wearing a helmet for 10 minutes will help choosing a helmet with good size and comfort. But it is much more difficult to determine which helmet provides the most protection. A helmet is a piece of safety equipment. When your skill and experience could not help you avoid a crash, when your helmet is the only thing between your head and a violent collision, it matters which helmet you have on your head. Snell Foundation tests thousands of helmets every year to find out which helmets can provide the best protection through the most current technology and materials. Snell certification points out those helmets that pass our severe tests. The Snell label lets you know that your helmet will perform its most important function: protect your head when all your judgment, skill, and luck have failed to keep you from harm. Besides having the toughest standard, what other advantages are in Snell certified helmets? Snell is experienced. Snell has been setting standards and testing helmets since the late 1950s. Snell is independent. By policy, Snell's directors and staff members take no financial interest or employment within the helmet industry, nor do they accept any gifts. Snell is capable. The Snell Laboratory submits to regular audits and has been accredited to ISO laboratory standards since the late 1990s. Snell is more demanding than any of the current national and international standards for motorcycle helmets. We look for all the protection a rider might reasonably wear. Since even this level of protection might not be enough, surely no rider ought to wear any less. Snell certification is more than high standards. It is testing. Helmets are certified only after meeting all test requirements at the Snell lab. Then, samples of certified helmets sold to consumers are bought randomly from retailers for more compliance testing. Snell certified helmets means high impact management and premium head protection. How can you tell a helmet is Snell certified, and where is the Snell certification label? You may see Snell or Snell approved on the outside helmet shell next to the DOT and helmet model name label. In every Snell certified helmet, you should find a certification label, often under the comfort padding. Each Snell standard label has a barcode, a different color for various standards, and the year the standard becomes effective. Without the certification label, the helmet is not part of the Snell certification program and does not have the confidence of the Snell Foundation. You can find illustrations of these labels on this website. Please report any claims or false advertisements to Snell. Who or what is Snell? 1956 Racer of the Year, William Pete Snell, died in a Sports Car Club of America racing event. Made of leather and cardboard paper, his then state-of-the-art helmet didn't protect him. A year later, in memory of Pete, a number of his friends, colleagues, and fellow racers, including Dr. George Snively, formed the Snell Foundation to set helmet performance standards and to encourage the development and use of truly protective helmets. Why should you replace your helmet every 5 years? Replacing helmets every 5 years is a judgment call based on testing helmets used by the California Highway Patrol by Dr. George Snively. Wear and tear, the simple act of putting on and taking off helmets, damage the comfort pads and energy-absorbing foam liner over time. Helmets with worn-out pads are at least 1 to 2 sizes larger than helmets in new condition. A poorly fitted helmet makes it more likely to shift too much or even come off the head during a crash impact. For these reasons, Snell recommends replacing your helmet after 5 years of normal use. How do I know whether a new motorcycle helmet is a good fit for me? First, you should try a few helmet models to find one that feels most snug and comfortable all the way around your head. To check if the helmet is too big, you should buckle the strap and try to pull the lower back of the helmet forward and then push the front brow area of the helmet backward to see if the helmet will slip off either way. If it does, the helmet is too large. A new motorcycle helmet should fit very snugly. Most people buy a new motorcycle helmet one size too big. To make sure the helmet is not too small, you should leave the helmet on your head for at least 5 to 10 minutes to see if there's any feeling of a pressure point. Some helmet models have exchangeable cheek pads for better comfort. So why aren't all helmets certified by Snell? DOT and ECE are the law of the land for motorcycle helmets sold in the U.S. and in the European Union countries. Although government standards are required, they are also the minimal standards. Snell standards demand the highest premium protection that current technology and materials can offer. Snell standards are voluntary. Many of the best helmet manufacturers decide to design and make helmets to Snell standards because many consumers seek out Snell-certified helmets. Do Snell-certified helmets cost more? Snell-certified helmets are available in almost every price range. Building consistently protective performance into a helmet does cost money. However, other features such as comfort, fitting, and graphic design also contribute to helmet price. Good manufacturers also spend money on quality control, design, and development. Snell certification is your best assurance that the manufacturer has made and continues to make this investment in your safety. How much does Snell certification cost, and who pays? The cost of Snell certification is directly paid by the helmet manufacturers, but Snell is really funded by people who buy Snell certified helmets. The average cost for a Snell certification for a motorcycle helmet is estimated at about $2 per helmet. This includes the certification sticker, which has a unique serial number for tracking, the certification testing fee, which determines whether the helmet meets the Snell standard, and lastly, the follow-up random sample tests to assure certified helmets in the marketplace continue to meet Snell standards. What is Snell's income source, and what does Snell do with the money? Snell tests helmets for public safety and publishes a certified helmet list to inform the public. Each helmet maker voluntarily submits helmets to Snell and pays the same price for the testing service. Manufacturers also pay for the Snell certification label that goes into every certified helmet. Both the certified helmet list and testing fees are posted on this website. Snell spends most of its income on operating the certification and testing programs, as well as regular operating costs such as rent and staff, maintenance on its test facility in California, equipment repair and replacement, and all the other expenses associated with operating a nonprofit organization. The rest goes to the foundation's education and research programs. How do I choose the best motorcycle helmet for myself? First, start out with trying on a Snell-certified full-face helmet. All Snell-certified helmets provide the same level of premium protection for the brain. If for some reason you will not wear a full-face helmet, there are several Snell-certified open-face three-quarter helmet models that offer the same brain injury prevention capacity as Snell-certified full-face helmets. The next step down is DOT full-face helmets and three-quarter open-face helmets. You should understand that by choosing a DOT helmet, you're giving up 40 to 80% of impact protection compared to a Snell-certified helmet. Snell does not recommend half helmets because those helmets are inadequate for injury prevention. How do helmets work to prevent brain injury? Imagine yourself in a car crash. Without a seatbelt, your body will keep moving until it impacts the windshield or the dashboard. Such impact is the sudden stop that is harmful to the brain. Unlike damaged arms and legs, brain injuries can be life-threatening, and there is no way to put a seatbelt on the brain inside our head. A good helmet acts like a skillful driver applying a braking force, like a few taps on the brake to slow down the car before a full stop, giving your head and brain inside the helmet a little more time to come to a gentler stop. The thickness and density of the foam inside a helmet provides 5 to 6 milliseconds of time for the brain to slow down. The hard shell in motorcycle and auto racing helmets spread the impact to a larger area of the foam so that the helmet can manage even more severe shock to prevent brain injuries. Together, the hard shell and crushable foam liner give the brain more time and distance to slow down and prevent brain injuries. Watch this short video about how helmets work to prevent brain injury. I dropped my helmet. Do I have to buy a new helmet? Generally, the answer is probably not. If your helmet drops to the ground from your hand, off a seat or handlebar of a motorcycle, you do not have to replace it. In general, the real damage comes from when your head is inside the helmet and makes forceful contact with an object. However, helmets are one-use items, so treat them with care. Frequent dropping or spiking a helmet on the ground or other hard surfaces may eventually degrade the helmet's performance. Similarly, if the helmet falls to the ground at highway speeds unoccupied, damage to the helmet may degrade its protective capability. Snell recommends that if you are participating in an activity that requires helmet use, you should avoid hitting stuff with your head. Without a thorough inspection by a trained professional, it can be difficult to determine if a helmet's been damaged and its protective capabilities compromised. Some manufacturers may provide this service or direct you to others that can perform these inspections. If you suspect your helmet may be compromised, Snell recommends that you replace it. If the helmet has been involved in an impact while in use, replace it. Even good helmets cannot provide adequate protection the second time. Why should you replace your helmet? Unlike sport helmets that are designed to take multiple low impacts, all Snell certified helmets are crash helmets that work well in managing severe impact shock in only one accident. The crushable helmet liner absorbs the impact shock by collapsing itself. A crash-impacted helmet cannot protect the brain a second time. Should I buy a helmet online directly? Wherever possible, you should try on a helmet in person for 5 to 10 minutes before buying it to ensure proper fitting and size. What's the difference between a $150 Snell certified helmet and a $450 Snell certified helmet? Helmet price is not an indication of protective capacity. Although there are Snell certified helmets in different price ranges, all Snell certified helmets meet the Snell test requirements. In addition to protective capability, other features on a specific helmet, such as graphic design, unique shell and liner combination for different head sizes, and improved fitting for different head shapes, can add a lot to helmet manufacturing costs. Snell standards don't consider issues like weight, bulk, ventilation, noise reduction, comfort, style, or fit quality. You can tell us about these better than we could ever tell you. Shop carefully. A $150 helmet you won't wear is no bargain. Please check out the Snell Certified Helmet list before shopping for helmets and try helmets on your head before purchasing. How do you test a helmet? All Snell Certified Helmets go through the toughest tests at the Snell Lab. A lot of expensive equipment in the ISO 17025-2017 Certified Snell Lab is maintained and calibrated for repeatable and reliable testing by experienced Snell test technicians. There are various destructive and non-destructive tests to evaluate helmets, such as visual field clearance, buckle systems, face shield penetration, and many more. The most critical test is the impact test, in which a helmeted head form crashes on different impact surfaces. You can see it for yourself by taking an online lab tour here. Why are there no Snell certified modular flip-up helmets? For the past 20 years, Snell has been inviting helmet makers to submit modular helmets for certification testing and have tested quite a few different models and sizes. Modular or flip-up style helmets must meet the same testing requirements as full-face style helmets. The modular flip-up helmets tested in the Snell lab have not been able to meet all of the standard requirements consistently. In some cases, the complexity of the designs and mechanisms interfere with impact protection. This is sort of like a convertible car, in which a rider may sacrifice some protection to have the feature of a removable top. Why do racing associations upgrade requirements for the newest Snell standards? Snell recommends the latest Snell standards to all consumers who need head protection. Each association or racing track or event establishes unique rules of safety equipment use for its members and participants. Most of them require the use of helmets meeting the current and the immediately previous Snell standards. For example, the current auto racing helmet standard is SA 2015. SA 2015 and SA 2010 are required now, until SA 2020 becomes effective in October 2020. By then, SA 2010 helmets may not be allowed any longer. How about aftermarket accessories, such as cameras and audio equipment? Snell only certifies helmets as they leave the helmet factory. Any additional installation of aftermarket accessories can invalidate the Snell certification. If you choose to install aftermarket accessories, make sure it is done properly by knowledgeable and experienced professionals. What are the differences between the SA, M, and K standards? The SA standard is designed for competitive auto racing, while the M standard is for motorcycling and other motorsports. The K standard is issued to helmets used in karting. The SA standard requires a flammability test, while the M and K standards do not. The SA and K standards allow for a narrower visual field than the M standard. This means that some SA and K certified helmets may not be street legal. How do you fasten a D-ring style helmet chin strap? First, take the strap to go through both D-rings. After pulling the strap through both rings, guide the strap to go back over the first ring and slide it through the second ring. Then tighten the strap down to make sure it is snug to your face. The strap should not be too loose to allow more than two fingers to go through under your chin. Watch this short video for a demonstration. What should I do to take care of a motorcycle helmet? Do not place your helmet so that a projection or any hard object, such as the motorcycle mirror or handlebar, can damage the inner foam liner of the helmet. Don't place your helmet close to high heat, such as a muffler that could melt the inside of the foam liner. Only use mild soap and water to clean the inside pads. Never use any chemical cleaning products for the inside or outside of your helmet. Never repaint your helmet with paints that are not authorized by the manufacturer. Why wear a helmet? Many enjoyable activities involve head injury risks. Brain injuries can lead to loss of life quality and even life itself. Helmets are proven measures to prevent and reduce such risks effectively. Snell encourages everyone to wear a helmet while bicycling, motorcycling, skating, skiing, horseback riding, and auto racing. Snell-certified helmets for various activities provide the best head protection available to the public.